Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, 1-5. We now discuss various things that one should not do if they would reduce his simcha on Chol HaMoed. You'll recall that the mitzvah of V'samachta Bechagecha, the obligation to rejoice on the holiday, includes not just Yom Tov itself, but also Chol HaMoed, and therefore there's a mitzvah Doraisa, a requirement to be sameach, to rejoice and be happy on Chol HaMoed, and therefore certain things are forbidden. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Roan es hanegoyim betchila lahakel, aval lo lahachmir. Rabbi Meir holds that a person may show a newly emerged, nega, that's like tsaras, like a white blotch on the skin, which makes a person tamei, to a kohen to decide whether in fact he is tamei or not, but only if the kohen is going to be lenient, not strict. The backstory here is that a person who gets like a white blotch on his skin may or may not be tamei, depending on whether there's another sign which confirms it as a sign of tumah, which are either that there's a healthy blotch in the middle, a healthy bit of skin in the middle, a mechia, or there are two white hairs. Those are confirming signs of tumah. If not, a person is put in sequestration for 7 days, after which he comes out for a second check, and then the kohen who looks whether it's tamei or not, again, looks for those two signs, or if there's spreading of the white blotch on the skin. Now, the way that the tumah works when it comes to negayim, these kind of spots on the skin, is that a person retains his status quo until a kohen, specifically a kohen, who acts as, like, quote-unquote, the rabbi, says otherwise. So that means a person, even if he has the white blotch with the two hairs, whatever it is, that are white, so he won't become tameh until a kohen says, you are tameh. And therefore, and similarly, he won't become tahor, unless the kohen says, you are tahor. So the question is, may a person show his negayim to a kohen on Chol HaMoed? Obviously, if he gets good news, he'll be happy, but if he gets bad news, he'll be sad. So Reb Meir says, yes, you can. And the kohen just should be judicious in how he responds. If the kohen sees that the nega is in fact tahor, becoming tahor or never was tamei, so then he indeed may say, you know, tahorata, you are tahor, and that will be a happy good news and a good tiding for the person, and he'll be happy. On the flip side, says Reb Meir, if the kohen says, uh-oh, there's a bad sign here, the kohen should simply be silent and say nothing at all, and therefore the person retains the status quo and doesn't become tamei, notwithstanding the white blotch on his skin, and after Chol HaMoed is over, after Yom Tov is over, he'll go back to the kohen, or the kohen will go back to him and tell him now he has to go, you know, and deal with the fact that he is now tummy. He's a mitzora. But v'chachamim omrim lo lahaka v'lo lahachmir. The rabbis say no. The kohen should neither rule it leniently, meaning tahor, or strictly that it's tummy, because the chacham disagree that the kohen has the right to sort of pick and choose his response depending on what he sees. They understand that the pasuk says zos toras hanega. Zos toras nega tzara'as. These are the rules. This is the halachas regarding the tzara'as affliction. Letaharo o letamo. And the pasuk explicitly says whether it's to make a person tahor or make him tamei. Therefore, the chacham understand there's a requirement to call it like he sees it, and therefore he shouldn't see it at all. Because if he sees it, he'll be required, the kohen sees it, he'll be required to tell the person with the white spot, you're tamei, if he is indeed tamei, and that could ruin his Chol HaMoed. And therefore, don't show it to him till after Chol HaMoed, and that'll be the din. Va'od am Reb Meir, a second thing Reb Meir said, is malaket adam atzamos av v'imo b'bneisha simcha hilo. A person may collect the bones of his father and mother because it is actually good and makes him happy. Again, what's the backstory here? In the time of the Mishnah, and really the couple centuries prior to the Mishnah's writing, the custom in Eretz Yisrael was to practice secondary burial. What that means is when a person died, they'd be put in the ground, kind of like how we do, but only for 12 months. During that time, the body would decompose, and after that, the bones would be collected, and that's the secondary burial, they'd be put inside something called an ossuary, like a bone box, and then the bone box would be put in a crypt. Within the crypts, like they had family burial crypts, and there were like little niches called kuchen, and they would, like, the box would slide into the kuch and be kept there. And so a person's, all the relatives would be buried together, perhaps in a single burial chamber. And so the secondary burial is the re-interring, if you will, inside the bone box of the deceased, which originally had been buried in the ground. Now, what Rameir here is saying is that a person can exhume his parents out of the ground and put them in the bone box because he's happy to see them get a proper, honorable burial. In his mind, like I assume in the mind of many people in the time of the Mishnah, to just take a person, your relative, and put them in the ground to rot and decompose is not very muchubad, not very honorable. And that being the case, to give the person their final resting in a more dignified way was something which was pleasing to a person. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, evil hilo. Rabbi Yossi says, no way. Awakens those feelings of mourning in a person, and indeed, therefore, it would certainly put a damper on his Chol HaMoed, and therefore, a person should not exhume his parents to rebury them on Chol HaMoed. Just a little more on the rationale behind Rav Meir. Behind Rav Meir. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rav Meir holds that Simchas Regel Alav, that the person has the joy of the holiday upon him. And that's in response to the Gemara's Kasha, that there's a mandated requirement to observe a day of Avelus of mourning when one reburies his parents. So if that's the case, that would see the Halacha is clearly saying that a person is supposed to feel mourning and saddened by the reburying of his parents. So if that's true, it's a kasha on Reb Meir. So the answer, Reb Meir, by saying that Simchas HaRegel Alav, the joy of the holidays upon him, is saying that Reb Meir understands that actually a person is happy to give his parents a proper, dignified, final burial. And the halacha of observing mourning is only for the honor of one's parents. It signifies that he respects his parents properly and show them the proper honor by observing a day of mourning when they get buried. But actually, a person is in his heart happier that they could be buried properly and finally than be left in the ground, says Reb Meir. But again, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that we do not do this, and therefore in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is 0 for 2, as he typically is. The halacha is not like in either case. Here, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that we do not do secondary burial or exhuming bones of parents on Chol HaMoed. Finally, says the Mishnah, Lo yorer adam al meso. One shouldn't reawaken the feelings of sadness over someone who deceased died in the past, one of his relatives, by eulogizing him again, like say on the anniversary of his death or something. And also velo yaspideno, and also a person shouldn't give a hesped for someone who died more recently this year, kodem leregel shloshim yom, within 30 days of the regel. These are two separate cases, whether it's a person who died recently within 30 days, this year, but more than 30 days from the prior to the holiday, or they died in, a previous year, and there's just, we're reminding ourselves. What they would do in the time of the Mishnah would be to hire professional eulogizers who would really get the crowd moved and upset to appreciate the loss, what they've lost in the deceased, which, of course, the point of the eulogy, to make people appreciate what they've lost. So that shouldn't be done within 30 days of the holiday. Now, there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara. Why? The Bar Tanura goes with Rav's explanation. Rav's explanation is, and this is really remarkable, that a person's going to end up having to pay the professional eulogizer. And since a person normally saves up his money for 30 days prior to Yom Tov, so he has money to enjoy the Chag, this will cut into his Yom Tov budget, and therefore he won't be able to enjoy the Chag as much. And therefore a person should not make such an expense within 30 days of the holiday, lest he comes and not have the money he needs to fully enjoy the holiday as he wants to. You see from there, of course, that in the time of the Mishnah, people were incredibly poor often, and they didn't really use money for very much, right? So this is sort of a rare use. And other things, like the other things they use money for, let's say perhaps, to buy some new clothing or, a new bed or new knife or something, those things a person would enjoy on the regal if he needs them. But something like, paying for someone to be eulogized that he gets no further benefit during a Chol HaMoed, and therefore he shouldn't do it because it cuts into the budget. Now, that's how the Bar Tanur explains it. Shmuel understands the issue is that if a person's upset over eulogy, that upset lasts for up to 30 days. So therefore, if you're eulogizing people within 30 days of the regal, that'll put a damper on one's spirits on the holiday itself. And the point of our Mishnah is here, one shouldn't do things that dampen one's spirits, so he can't fully fulfill the Samachta Bechagecha. There's obviously a very big nafka mina, a lot of difference in the two approaches. If you're going to get a eulogy for free, Rav says that would be permitted. Shmuel said it'd still be forbidden within 30 days. The halacha, notwithstanding the Bartonor's explanation, is like Shmuel, meaning that one ought not do new eulogies for people who died more than 30 days ago within 30 days of the holiday, lest it put a damper on his spirits that carries into the holiday and undermines his ability to fully fulfill V'samachta Bechagecha.